This is information letter to those interested in enrolling in the University of Healing. This is God Unlimited, University of Healing here. This is Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University, and this is our instant inspiration. Just a little thought I thought you'd like. Okay, this is a letter which we are continually improving and polishing and changing, but basically here's one of them that we send out. Information letter to those interested in enrolling in the uni. Beloved, we call everybody beloved. Even our staff, when they're not nice, and when they're not nice, we call them beloved. And even our ex-wives and ex-husbands and ex-kids and stuff like that, they're always nice. Okay, now, beloved, I am delighted to get your letter requesting information about the courses of the University of Healing. Yes. We all are on a most marvelous quest, the divine God self we are within. It is possible to know and to be this God self right now in its entirety, believe it or not. Any program we have studied up to now has left an impact on our thinking, while others made an indelible imprint upon our awareness. All have been what have brought us to our present awareness of who and what we are. Check out our homepage, www.university-of-healing.edu or www.godunit.org, www.goduni.org, and you'll find the syllabus which describes the courses of the uni in great detail for you. The program of the uni provides a foundation for every student who is seeking to find his divine God self. As such, it is necessary to have the humility and patience to study the course as it's laid out. For without the foundation of understanding oneself, we can never see the light which has always been there. We offer the recognition through an ordination as a minister in the Church of God Unlimited, certificates for operating a church and teaching center in the Church of God Unlimited. We offer certificates, diplomas, and degrees from the University of Healing to anyone who fulfills the requirements to achieve them. To earn this honor is desirable for the uni's diplomas, certificates, ordination, and degree. See the gist and listen to our audio files from the University of Healing and Church of God Unlimited. And you will note that we are a philosophy more than we are an organization wherein people can gain certification and ordination alone. I say this because we are very definite with our students, ministerial candidates, and uni graduates alike. Many would like our certification and ordination. We are recognized by federal, state, county, and city governments, as well as the California Secondary School Association, with both of our church and university colleges. We are fully IRS tax exempt 503c3. I tell those who only want recognition to go to any of the many schools that allow you to send in your $5 and receive an ordination and associate yourself with them as a church. This is not meant as a put down for these groups or for those who hold their recognitions. It is only that we approach being a student, minister, graduate a little differently. We feel that if you represent us, even as a student, you should know what we teach. And not only know what we teach, but endorse what we teach with all your heart and soul and being. The philosophy of God Unlimited University of Healing should be so richly engraved in your heart that you live these teachings every moment of your life. To live these teachings every day of our lives, we must learn these teachings as they are prescribed in the college courses for us to study them. This means first reading the school syllabus defining the courses and the philosophy which stands behind them. We teach, be yourself and have fun. Our basic philosophical theme students find exciting is, I am God, God I am. Since God is all and all is God, we can say of ourselves and all else, I am God. We are truly not the children of God. We are God in its allness. It is up to us to take responsibility for being God. To say I am a child of God allows us to say that we are not responsible, not yet the fullness of God, and that allows us to make mistakes and seemingly not to be responsible for them. As children, we feel we will be forgiven. This is not acceptable. We are adults. We are responsible for our life and our action through our thoughts. Saying yes to the foregoing is great, but it is just the beginning. Making these thoughts ours, living these thoughts, demonstrating them in our life, this is what it's all about. We do not become a minister to help others. We are first minister to ourselves and then share it by living it with our creation. All revelation everywhere. To train ourselves in this art requires self-dedication, self-diligence, self-determination, and self-discipline. It requires that we be one-pointed, not possessed, no judgment, and not touched by the world in which we have created ourselves. Few philosophies encompass these aspects. You've come to the GIST and got Unlimited University of Healing at this point in your life, not because you want to become a minister. You've always been a minister of whatever it is that you believe. You have come to this teaching because you are ready to take the last step in your awareness of your reality. Having recognition is part of the package, but it is not the package. What we have to offer is exciting to you, since you contacted us. Listen on our homepage at www.university-of-healing.edu or www.goduni.org to our Thought for Today, emailed to you at your request. And go into our archives and listen to some of our seminars. Mr. Candle, Bedtime Talks for Children and Adults, Monk Talks, Instant Inspirations, some of our seminars, Dial Healing Inspiration, 24-hour radio talks, and more. You are ready to begin on your last step into who and what you are, God. The syllabus is on our homepage, www.university-of-healing.edu or www.goduni.org, if this is helpful to you. It will be our delight to hear from you further. Uni Promo Letter 12503. Now, this letter will be sent to anyone who requests information about the university. It'll be given to everyone who we meet who would like to have it. We'll be putting it in the GIST, maybe modifying it even more, always upgrading it, always putting little comical little ideas in there and positive ideas in there and things that make it a little more charming. But the essence of it is that anyone interested in enrolling in the University of Healing is interested in becoming a part of the University of Healing because they want to develop their awareness of their God self. They may want certification, they may want degrees, they may want ordination, they may want all these things, and those are great. Those are great. But why do you want to be in charge of somebody else's world? Rather, be in charge of your own world. And when you're in charge of your own world, you can have the degrees and that all looks good, but be in charge of your own world and then live the philosophy, and I cannot emphasize that too much, live the philosophy every moment of your life, and everyone in your world who is your creation, who is your the revelation of who you are, the reflection of who you are, see, they all go together. Everyone in your world will be blessed and uplifted and will shine forth that which you are. If you have a dirty mouth, the people around you are going to have a dirty mouth. If you have beautiful attitudes in your heart, the people around you are going to have beautiful attitudes in your heart. You say, well, why did they come to me and talk so bad? Well, you have it in your consciousness. I do not. But it cannot be otherwise. It cannot be otherwise. You cannot experience anything unless it is not already first in you. And if we just remember that, that's the problem. See, that's, people want to be God, but they don't want to take responsibility for being God. They want to be children. This is a neat, easy thing. Because then they can be forgiven for not knowing how and not doing the right thing and making mistakes. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. No, you aren't. You meant to do that. And you take responsibility for it. Now, come over here. You're going to get a spanking. Go sit in the corner. You're not going to the movies. You're being punished in one way or another. Because when you don't, but I didn't mean to do it, that's too bad. Next time you won't do it. To not mean to do it and to do it is bad, but to not mean to do it and not do it is even better. Now, train yourself. This is what this is all about. And, hey, we're talking about kids' stuff. These are adults that we're talking about. Adults are doing these things. They're using excuses. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I didn't know the gun was loaded. Well, we all know ever to deal with a gun, ever to deal with any weapon, and to use it without wisdom, or to use it at all, period, no reason to use it, we are jeopardizing something. And if we don't know that it's loaded, don't touch it. If we don't know anything about guns, don't touch them. And if we are not interested in violence, anger, madness, all the things that come, don't touch a weapon. Don't touch anything that could be a weapon. Don't touch a baseball bat if you can't control your anger. Don't touch a javelin that you might throw in a javelin throwing contest if you can't control your anger. Don't play with a baseball or a bat or a football or anything, soccer ball, if you can't trust your anger. These guys, I'm gonna pound it right through you. And man, no way, that's not the game. You're supposed to get it to the goal, not through him, to the goal. He may be in the way of the goal, so you put a hook or a slice on it, so it goes around him. And he gets confused as to where it's going, but it goes in the goal. Yours is not to hurt another being, not to take from another being, not to in any way jeopardize the happiness, harmony, and right action of another person's life. Yours is only to be your divine God self at all times. And this is what we teach here at the University of Healing. And if this pleases you, put on your slippers and dash over here as fast as you can. And we'll get you going on this wonderful program of being God. It's a lot of fun, and I know you'd enjoy it. So, enough of that. If you have any questions, you know our number. 1-888-463. Read it, please, quickly.
1-888-463-8654.
Right, 1-888-463-8654. I should always believe in myself. Okay, we'll be hearing from you, because we certainly love you.